Lesson 2. Talking about financial issues. Juan and Diane work in the finance department of Delicious Delights, a company that makes snack foods. Here, they're discussing the financial projections for a new product line.
I'm really excited about the launch of our new line of fat-free Delicious Delight donuts.
Me too. But before we go any further, we'd better make sure this product line is going to be profitable.
I did some back-of-the-envelope calculations. Take a look.
I see you've estimated $2 million for the new equipment. Where did you get that figure?
That's an educated guess based on some equipment I bought last year.
You're going to need to double-check that. Using old estimates can get us in hot water.
No problem. I'll get on the phone with the manufacturer in Dallas and get a price quote.
Do you have a sense for market demand? We should get the forecasts from the marketing department before we crunch the numbers.
We don't have those yet. Mary from marketing said maybe we'd have them next week.
It just blows my mind when marketing people want us to run numbers and they don't bring us the information we need.
If we end up in the red on this project, it's going to be their heads on the chopping block, not ours. They're the ones with P&L responsibility.
Our CFO won't give this project the green light until he sees all the numbers. If it doesn't look like we'll make money or at least break even, he'll pull the plug on the project.